From Dan Bremnes, that's Wherever I Go on FM 90.3 WJTL. It is 4:47. Singer-songwriter Jason Crabb has won a Grammy and 21 Dove Awards. Since his first solo release in 2009, he has performed at many of the world's most prestigious stages, such as Carnegie Hall, the Grand Ole Opry, and Brooklyn Tabernacle. And this month, Thursday night, September 20th, next week, he can add the prestigious Landis Hall stage here at the Junction Center to his list. Good afternoon, Jason Crabb, and welcome to the Afternoon Drive.
Oh, Lisa, I am so excited about being with you today. Thank you for having me on. So looking forward to being there, and it's just a good day today. Just a great day today.
Well, it sounds like it's a really good day for you. Tell everybody where you are right now.
Well, right now, I drove an hour and about 15 minutes out from my hometown. That's where my daughter, my youngest daughter's cross-country meet is today. And this is my first time to get to watch her run. Usually she runs on Saturday, but they have a cross-country meet on Tuesday. This week, and so I am here right now watching them warm up, get ready for this race, and so she is pumped. She is excited that Daddy's home. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. I'm just so sorry to take you away from her to be on the radio with us, but at least you can watch, right?
Oh, look, it doesn't start for a little bit.
Oh,
and
good.
So right now I'm watching her. I'm watching her warm up. And it doesn't start for a little bit. So I'm in a good shape. I've got her water in hand. I think she sees that I'm here. And so, you know what? It all is well. All is well. It's a beautiful day and excited about being there with you guys. Hey, I understand I'm going to be up around some stuff that makes me feel like home.
That is so, so true. I mean, you haven't played a prestigious venue till you've played the Junction Center surrounded by farm fields, cows, and corn, and being a Kentucky boy, you're going to feel right at home.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be wearing my cowboy boots for sure.
Well, Jason, we really are looking forward to your visit next week. And I'm not sure if this is your first visit to Lancaster County, but like you, many of us born and raised here grew up on Southern gospel music. My dad was even in a local Southern gospel band back in the 60s and 70s. I mean, your roots are in Southern gospel, but your family is also versed then and now in a variety of styles of music. Can you talk a little bit about what it was like to grow up in a musical family? I mean, you were doing this since your teen years.
Yeah, you know, I traveled. I started out on the road when I was about 15, 16 years old. You know, I started homeschooling when I was in the 11th grade, went out on the road, got in a bus and we took to the road and played as many places as they would allow us to play. We played over 300 dates a year for, I think, three consecutive years when we first got started. And, you know, we played all different styles of music as a family, but I play a little more what you would call, you know, I would say AC, contemporary. I mean, you know, we've opened up for Tomlin and Crowns and all those guys. We played on stage. I did the K-Love Awards with Matt Maher this last year. And so, you know, it's just a lot of fun. Then we'll go and play the Grand Ole Opry, you know. So
yeah.
I love all the different styles and different flavors now. We're getting ready to play the Dove Awards this year with the Rascal Flatts. And so that's going to be fun. Jay DeMarcus from the Rascal Flatts produced my record. And Gary LeVox, the lead singer from the Flatts, sang on the record. And so we're going to be doing that number. Of course, we'll be doing that number, you know, when we come and see you guys. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to that for sure. But, you know, I'm just thankful for all of the great opportunities. Somebody said, hey, you know, what style are you? Honestly, I really don't know. We just, you know, we just look for great songs and do it the best that we feel like the songs are supposed to be and let them lay where they do, you know, and that's kind of who we are. And yeah. So we're very fortunate, very blessed to get to do that.
Yeah, I saw that you had worked with Jay DeMarcus of Rascal Flatts. We actually played his band East to West. In the 90s, I don't know if you remember East to West, but he was a part
absolutely.
Of that project. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Could we talk a little bit about your latest release, Unexpected? I read an interview that you did with, I think it might have been Billboard magazine, and you talked about how this album was influenced by current events. Would you mind maybe elaborating a little bit on that?
Absolutely. You know, I think where everyone is today with all of the things that's going on in the world, you know, all the tension, all the people that are aggravated about this and that and frustrated with, you know, the way that they feel like things are going or whatever, you know, it really hit home. And I'm like, you know what? I want to be a voice. I want to be a voice that says, hey, look, let's pull together. Let's write music that pulls people together where we love one another. I remember the hurricane hit down in Texas and also parts of Mississippi when I was writing for this record. And I remember there was some riots that was taking place down in Texas and some different things. And then I saw where, you know, after the hurricane, people were pulling together and helping one another. Same people that disagreed on, you know, kind of different places in life. Now they're helping one another, you know, to safety and helping one another get out of where they are. And I said, man, why can't we do that, you know, just every day? Mm-hmm. We can choose to disagree with certain things, but, man, let the truth, you know, stand and let love be strong and let it be bold. And I just think that that's what Jesus instructed us to do. He said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and might, with all us, you know, with all the might. And he said, then love thy neighbor as thyself. And so I think it's the great instruction of God and what we're supposed to do. And that's what I wanted to write about. And that's kind of really what we directed this record towards.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little more about what we can expect at next week's concert, next Thursday night?
Well, if you love good bands, I've got some of the best players. I don't say that bragging, but I'm just going to tell you.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Some of the best some of the best musicians that you've ever heard in your life. If you love live music, if you love guitars, you love drums, bass, you love soul music, soul gospel music, you love, you know, getting together, worshiping together, you know, because we're going to do a little bit of it all. You know, and here's the thing that I always tell people. I'm like, you know what? Invite your lost loved ones. Invite people that are hurting. Invite people that's going through some stuff that need a hand up, so to speak. Invite them. Invite them out because we feel that this message, well, literally we've seen thousands come to know the Lord this year through music. And that's what it's all about for me.
Hmm. I noticed at your Facebook page that you recently picked up a sweet piece of 1960s Americana. I'm just curious, will you bring that new guitar to the show?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's fantastic. I saw it the other day. I was in Arkansas. Man came to me and said, I have a music store. I said, really? He said, yeah. I said, you got any old instruments in there? He said, yeah, I got a couple. He said, I got a 60s Gretsch. I said, what you got on it? And he said, why don't you just come with me and look at it and see what you think? And so that's what we did. I went and looked at it. And next thing I know, I said, what do you take for it? And now I'm a proud owner of a 1960 Gretsch that I've just fallen in love with. And so who knows? I might have to bring that one with me.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you were going to actually play it or just look at it. Like, no touching, just well, look at it.
Right now, I'm just looking at it, I think.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Yeah. We are talking with Jason Crabb. He is bringing his show, his concert, his band to the Junction Center next Thursday night, September 20th at 7. Doors open at 6. Everybody stay close. I have a chance for you to win some tickets to that show on the way.
Yes.
Jason, I don't want to take up any more of your time. You're there to watch your daughter run, and I want to let you get back to that. But I did want to play a song from Unexpected, Expect the Unexpected, and I was wondering if maybe you could set up the song for us.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, I think what we need to do in life is to get up, wake up, and expect unexpected blessings. Can you imagine what life would be like if we woke up every morning and go, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know something good's going to happen. And, you know, every time we read in God's Word, there's always an unexpected thing that turns around. People, you know, we trust the Lord. We lean on Him. We lean on His Word. We know His Word is true. But, boy, what could we do and who could we be if we just turned around and said, there it is. I know God's got something in store for me today, and it's going to be great. I feel it. And so that's kind of what this song is about. And thank you so very much, Lisa, for playing this. Thank you guys for having me on today. And I can't wait to see who wins these tickets.
Well, I will tell you this. One person you're definitely going to see, I gave away some tickets before our interview. Susan Souter, we're going to applaud for her again. Susan Souter of Lancaster is going to be bringing some friends, so you'll definitely meet Susan Souter. And whoever this next winner is going to be, I'm going to open up the phone lines here in just a few minutes. But that means we need to say goodbye. So, Jason Crabb, again, we look forward to your visit next Thursday night here at the Junction Center. Again, wear your cowboy boots. You're going to feel right at home here in
we are going
cow
to
country.
I'm telling you, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. And go Team Emma. That's all I can say. That's my little girl's name, Emma.
Woo!
So we're just playing for her today. Yeah.
She
this is her first year running, and she is, I'm so proud of her. I know you open up a floor for my kids, and boy, I can talk about them for sure. But she did really well. She has shaved 2 minutes and 46 seconds since the last time she ran, and so she is excited today. She is pumped today. So we'll see what happens.
I love it. You'll have to tell us all about it next week, okay?
I will, I promise.
Okay.
Thank you for having me on, honey.
Hey, have a great rest of your day. This is Expect the Unexpected. It's Jason Crabb on WJT.